Jefferson.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, before we get to the starting lineups of the boys' game here tonight, they are giving a shout-out to Troy Senior, Henry Geiger, with now 500 career rebounds and getting the picture with the crew near midcourt. So congratulations to him. He's had a great season leading this Troy team in scoring and rebounding. And tonight they got a tall task in front with Riverside in town. The Riverside boys boasting their potential best season in school history. They are two league wins away from a Northeast Kansas League championship. And that first of two league games starts tonight here in Troy. Tyler Herbster, seventh-year head coach for Riverside, leading the charge. And here are the Cyclones starting five here for tonight's big matchup in Troy. Tyzel Harrington, the 5'10 senior point guard, 14.4 points and 4 rebounds a game. Kobe Kaler is a 5'10 sophomore at 9 points and nearly 5 rebounds a game. Mason Hayes on the wing, a 5'8 senior, north of 4 points and 2 rebounds a game. And then down low, the two forwards, Beckham Griffin, a 6'2 senior, north of 6 points and 4 rebounds per game. And Gavin Schoenfelder, the 6'3 sophomore, he has been playing very good over these last few weeks. He is averaging 9 points and a team-leading 8 rebounds per game. So again, 16-4 on the year, 5 consecutive wins for the Cyclones, 2 league wins from a league championship tonight. Harrington, Kaler, Hayes, Hayes, Schoenfelder, and Griffin. Heath Whetstein in his first year is the head coach for Troy. They come in with a record of 10-9. They are 5-2 in Northeast Kansas League play. Hunter Ingeman, 5'10 senior guard, at north of 10 points, 3 rebounds per game. Caden Rosenberg around the wing. He is a 5'10 senior, averaging north of 5 points and 2 rebounds a contest. Kasten Jasper, 6'1 sophomore on the wing, 12.6 points per game. Colton Ludke, 6'2 senior forward, about 3 points and 4 rebounds a game. And we just touched up on Henry Geiger, 6'3 senior, averaging north of 16 points and 10 rebounds a game. He is, again, just honored for his 500 career rebounds. So, again, Troy led tonight. Ingeman, Rosenberger, Jasper, Geiger, and Ludke. Opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Trojans in the home whites, Riverside in the all blacks. Trojans will go left to right. Cyclones from right to left here in this first half. Massive game in the Northeast Kansas League. Here we go, opening possession, the road team Cyclones. And we are off and running game two tonight here on KNZA. Here's Kobe Kaler, the touch. Now Griffin down low to Harrington. Little up and under move is good for Tyzel Harrington. Beautiful start for the Cyclones. And now they come out in a 2-2-1 full court press. They get it up the floor quickly, does Troy. Their first offensive touch here in tonight's game. Troy did a good job there breaking that press. Now settling in the front court, 5v5. Here's Jasper, a little hesitation, a deep straightaway three, a tie off the front rim, and a rebound for Schoenfelder. Team leader in rebounds for the Cyclones. So the Cyclones get a stop, leading 2-0, 40 seconds into the game. Well, this Riverside team, they want to run and gun, averaging north of 56 points per game. Troy gives it up at 56.7 a contest. Fading away, no good. Backside rebound for Kaler, and dribbles back out into the corner, and a second chance opportunity here for the Cyclones on this possession, leading 2-0 a minute into the game. Schoenfelder, left block, draws the body and the foul. And our first set of free throws coming for the sophomore, Schoenfelder, and the first Troy foul going against Ludke. Gavin Schoenfelder, the 6'3 sophomore, north of 9 points, a team leading 8 rebounds a game. And his first freebie tonight is pure. A 3-0 start here for Riverside, who beat Troy back on December 12th in their non-league game, 62-45, but this one going towards the league standings. A win tonight for Riverside and a win next week against Pleasant Ridge, and the Cyclones will be Northeast Kansas League champions here in 2026. Schoenfelder goes 2-for-2, a 4-0 start here for the Cyclones. Here's a one-handed pass into the corner. Hunter Ingeman for three, rattles it home. And Hunter Ingeman knocking down his 12th triple this season. And the first bucket tonight for Troy makes it 4-3 Cyclones at 6:38 to go in this first 8 minutes. Schoenfelder setting the screen up top. Here's Hayes going around it. Now Tyzel Harrington the touch up top. That's knocked away, and that's a turnover by Riverside. Here comes Geiger working on Harrington and muscles it up through Tyzel. And the first bucket tonight for Henry Geiger, and just like that, a 5-0 spurt by Troy, and they have their first lead about 2 minutes in. It's 5-4. Here's Tyzel Harrington, right side on the wing. Second team all-league last season, and now averaging north of 14 points per game here in 25-26. Right wing, Kaler with it, now putting it on the dribble. Man-to-man here being guarded by Ingeman. Griffin up top, he'll fire a three and take home down a three. And then put the pistol in the holster. Griffin knocks down a triple, makes it 7-5 Riverside. 5:45 to go first quarter. Here's Jasper. Geiger thought about a three, had it knocked away by Griffin. Turnover by Troy. Troy wanting to get back on defense. They can't do so. It's an easy layup for Mason Hayes. Mason Hayes, and just like that, a 5-0 spurt by Riverside, and they're back up by four at 9-5. Good pace, good action here early on. Here is Ludke, left corner, now short corner it goes. This is Caston Jasper, turning, firing with the right hand to tie off the heel, rebound Riverside. Here comes Tyzel Harrington. Boy, he is shifty to the rack. Two more off the window. Tyzel Harrington with a big-time deuce. It's 11-5. And now a 7-0 spurt here by the Cyclones. Ingeman, a straightaway three. This one long off the heel. And that long rebound taken down by Geiger. He goes back up, can't make the turnaround, and finally cleared away by Beckham Griffin for Riverside. Cyclones currently on a 7-0 run. 4:50 to go in this opening quarter. They lead at Troy 11-5. You're just joining us. It was all Troy in the girls' game tonight. 52-36 behind 27 from Harper Westheim. The Cyclones entering tonight, top the league standings, 8-0. Tyzel Harrington again, a quick timeout for Heath Westheim. Troy cannot stop Tyzel Harrington, a 9-0 run. It is 13-5 Riverside. It is a 30. We'll keep it right here. So that timeout brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Time for a break. You're looking for that perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room. Try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. So Riverside came out, scored the first 4 points. Troy came back with five straight to take a 5-4 lead. But since then, it has been all Riverside on a 9-0 run to lead 13-5. 4:34 remaining in this opening quarter. Tyzel Harrington getting anything he wants at the rim. Three buckets and 6 points. Gavin Schoenfelder has four. Beckham Griffin just knocked down a three a moment ago. Mason Hayes a deuce as well. But a 9-0 run right now for the Cyclones, as they are ramped up here now getting ready to play defense after this timeout. Here's Ingeman around a double screen. Back up top to Jasper. One dribble right, now two. Picks it up. Geiger left wing. Holding above his head, now putting it on the dribble. Gets a screen by Ludke. Tough shot. Nearly got it to go in. Schoenfelder the rebound. That shot missed. About 15 from the baseline. Riverside, they want to push the tempo. Harrington steps into one, missing a three. And it saves underneath. What a play by Schoenfelder to keep it alive. Griffin, right elbow. He'll step through, and he gets the kind touch to go. Five for Beckham Griffin. An 11-0 run right now for Riverside. It is 15-5. They lead by 10. Boy, they are ramped up here. It is a packed gym here in Troy tonight. Crowd has been rowdy both directions since the start of the girls' game a couple hours ago. Here's Ingeman. Head down. He'll flip it up. And what's the call? They're going to say a foul on the floor. It's going against Riverside. And this one going against Tyzel Harrington. So the first foul on Riverside and the first foul on either side here in this opening quarter. Get our first sub of the game. It's Colt Jensen, the junior for Troy, taking the spot of Colton Ludke. And another Riverside, or I should say not another, but finally Coach Herbster for Riverside getting on his first two subs. It's going to be Keegan Hughes and also Maddox Mears. Good to see Maddox Mears on the floor. He broke his ankle during the football season, missed a lot of time. Back on the floor and obviously a key piece for this Riverside team. And getting some action here early on with this team currently on an 11-0 run, leading by 10. Here's Rosenberger with the ball for Troy, right wing. Hands it off to Jasper right there. Right now being guarded heavily by Keegan Hughes. This is a difficult fadeaway three. Not a good shot for Troy, but bailing out Jasper was Ingeman. He got the rebound, and then it's going to be a turnover. He stepped on the baseline. Something tells me this game's going to get chippy here tonight. Both teams already going back and forth. Love to see the competitive nature. Here's Jensen tipping one at midcourt. McKaylor grabs it down. Now he puts his head down, gets it to Schoenfelder. Little 17-footer, got the kind touch over the front rim. Schoenfelder with six. It's a 13-0 run now for the Cyclones. They lead 17-5. 2:55 to go, first quarter. Here's Cole Jensen getting it on the screen. Now Rosenberger, Ingeman left corner. Riverside going man-to-man. They play that mostly. Ingeman had it knocked away in the paint. Gets tied up with Hughes. And that jump ball, where is the possession arrow pointing? It's going to stay here with Troy. Good job there by Hughes tying up Hunter Ingeman. As we'll see a sub in here for Troy, it'll be Lane Hartman, the sophomore. He'll take the spot of Caden Rosenberger. It's a 13-0 run currently for the Cyclones. They lead it by 12. Inside to Geiger. Got a man in the air. Shot good and the foul. So that stops the run. Desperately had to have it. Geiger with four here in the early going and a chance for one more. At Riverside foul going against Schoenfelder, his first. And team foul number two. So finally putting a stop to that 13-0 run by Riverside. And Geiger with four of the seven here in the first quarter for Troy. And he swishes that free throw to cap that three-point play. 17-8 is our score. Riverside by nine. On the dribble, it is Kaler. He is hounded with a double team. Somehow got it back off the deflection. Dumps it down, missing a shot. Schoenfelder trying to fight for the rebound. And it's into the hands of Henry Geiger. Here comes Troy. Down nine. Ingeman, right corner. Guarded by Tyzel, gets by him, sidestep in the lane, off-balance shot, nothing but air. Left it way short, up close. Rebound by Harrington. Harrington hounded at midcourt, whistling a foul on Troy. It is going to be called on Lane Hartman, his first. And team foul number two. Right back into the game is Hayes and Griffin, taking the spot of Schoenfelder and Kaler. Hughes on the floor. Maddox Mears and Tyzel Harrington, the five here for Riverside. They lead it by nine. 17-8 coming up on the final 2 minutes of this first quarter here tonight. In a win tonight and then a win against Pea Ridge next week would secure Riverside the Northeast Kansas League Championship. Riverside trying to find it to Hughes in the left corner. Tipped out of bounds. It'll stay here with Riverside. Good defense that time. Getting a hand on it, Lane Hartman. Here's Hughes to throw it in. That near left side corner. Basically hands it off in that corner to Mason Hayes. Works it back to Hughes up top. Now Harrington gets a touch right wing. Trojans going zone here. Hughes gets to the free throw line. Beautiful dart. Chest pass to Harrington. He missed the three short. Troy gathering the rebound with Geiger. Geiger now dumps it down into the front court. Colt Jensen wide open. Corner three. Spins it in there. Big shot, Colt Jensen. His 15th made three this season. Now it's a six-point game at 17-11. So Troy coming back with a little bit of momentum. Ball's on the floor. Riverside trying to get a timeout. They do so. Avoiding a turnover, it's a 30. So Troy has come back, back-to-back buckets. And they've got back to within six. The 30-second timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We got good pace, good action, competitive nature in this game. You can tell both these teams are going to enjoy this one here tonight. So again, talking about the Northeast Kansas League, Riverside 8-0. Although three of their four losses this season have come to league opponents, but all three of those losses to league opponents were in non-league games. Oskaloosa early in the season, Jackson Heights, and then Moore Hill Mounts Academy, who they lost to in the McLeod Tournament Championship game. And outside of that, their other loss was to Sabetha out of the Big East. But since that Sabetha loss, the Cyclones entering tonight five consecutive wins and working on their best season in school history right now at 16-4, and still a lot to play for, not just tonight, but throughout the rest of the season. And out of the timeout, there's a steal by Sawyer Ashburn. He'll take it all the way off the miss. It is Geiger, the rebound, and then he is swatted by Griffin. It's cleared away by Tyzel Harrington, dumping it to Hughes on the right block. He'll get one up and in for two. Keegan Hughes off the bench, his first basket tonight. 19-11 is our score, Cyclones by eight. Final 55 seconds of this opening quarter. Fans are having just as much fun early on as the players, it seems like. You got to enjoy it. Here's Jasper around the screen, crossing up on Harrington. Gets one off the window, counted and one. What a play by Kasten Jasper. And if that's on Harrington, that's going to be his second. Here comes Kaler right back into the game, and Tyzel has to come out with two fouls. 19-13, Cyclones by six. 43 seconds to go in the quarter. Jasper at the line. 64% on the season, and that one's good. He's got three after capping off that three-point play. 19-14 is our score. Cyclones with the possession. Final 35 seconds to go in the quarter. They have the lead. Here's Griffin, high right on the wing. Here's the trap, and he's going to be called for an offensive foul. He extended out the elbow. Turnover by Riverside. Griffin picks up his first. Team foul number four. Trojans get it back down five. 30 seconds to go in the opening period. See if Troy wants to play for the final shot here. Jasper has it left side on the wing. Looking back at first-year head coach Heath Westheim for the call. Gets it to Geiger. They go over the top. Jasper driving baseline. Cut off. Good defense by Hayes. Now Ashburn, a little hesitation and a three. Left it well short. Rebound and pushing is Keegan Hughes. Hughes still on the dribble. Gets in the lane. Flips it up. Misses the shot. Boy, pretty good look. Ashburn the rebound. 6 seconds to go here for Troy. Here's Jasper. Looks up at the clock. Geiger with 1 second. Stepping back. It's going to count. Swish. Henry Geiger, a downtown triple at the buzzer. And we got ourselves a two-point game here at the end of one. Don't go anywhere. Buckle your seatbelts. This one's going to be fun tonight. Riverside 19, Troy 17. Second quarter action in 60 seconds here on KNZA.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in or around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000. Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Boys game, 5 seconds into the second quarter. Riverside squandering that opening possession with a quick turnover out of bounds. So here comes Troy, down two. Cyclones had a 13-0 run in that first quarter, yet the Trojans came right back, and we're having fun. 19-17 is our score. Cole Jensen, a corner three for the lead. Just a touch short. Rebound, Geiger. A little tough move. Missing that second chance, and then he's going for the rebound. Hughes grabbed it, and he's knocked down to the floor. That foul's going to be on Geiger, going for his own miss inside. Geiger picks up his first. Team foul number one. 7:35 to go in this first half. 19-17, Cyclones by a deuce. Troy setting up that half-court trap. They get it in there to Hughes. Back up top it goes Kaler. Kaler splitting the double, bouncing at Griffin. Beautifully done. Left side block off the window. Beckham Griffin, he's got seven. 21-17, Cyclones by four. 45 seconds into the second. Here's Sawyer Ashburn, elbow touch. Left side, back up top it goes to Geiger. Guarded by Schoenfelder. Hands it off to Jasper on a curl. Gets to the elbow. Floats it with one hand. Just barely grazed the rim short. Rebound Griffin. Here comes Riverside, long pass, Schoenfelder putting the shoulder down, it's an offensive foul. Second time the Cyclones have been called for that, Griffin earlier in the game, and now Schoenfelder's going to pick up his second, and it's the fifth turnover here in the half on the Cyclones. Hunter Ingeman checking back in here for Troy, he'll take the spot, I believe, of Jasper, and there he goes. A minute gone by, second quarter, 21-17, Cyclones by four. Speaking of four, here is number four for Troy. That's Hunter Ingeman into the front court. Gets to the rim, missing a shot up close, and a rebound for Beckham Griffin. Boy, pretty good look, just couldn't convert. Riverside up four. Here's Schoenfelder, short corner left, on the dive and cut. Kaler trying to get it back out to the perimeter to Hughes. Colt Jensen diving for it, and he somehow saved that one inbounds. A turnover by the Cyclones. Here comes Ingeman. And he was looking for a pass inside to Hartman, and he threw it away. little sporadic there both ways. Back-to-back turnovers. Tyzo Harrington back into the game, replacing Schoenfelder. So the Cyclones going a little bit smaller here. And Harrington, he's not going to at least sit too long as he picked up two early fouls. Had to sit a couple minutes late in that first quarter, but he's right back on the floor here. 6:23 to go until the half. 21-17 our score. Cyclones working into the front court in a four-point lead. Here's Hughes diving in from the right corner. Stops on the block, kicking it back over to the wing, and it's out of bounds again for a turnover. He was looking for Kaler. Not even 2 minutes into this second quarter. The Cyclones have turned it over four times already in not even 2 minutes. Stays 21-17. Trojans down four. Ingeman between the rings out high. Angles left on the dribble. Surveying this Cyclone man-to-man defense. Here's Ashburn in the corner. He'll fire a three. Spins another one in there. Sawyer Ashburn, he'll knock down a triple. 21-20, it's down to one, the Riverside lead. Here's Hughes from Harrington. He'll go hard to the rim, and he'll get one off the window. Precision on the finish for Keegan Hughes. He's got four. 23-20, Riverside, two-plus minutes into the second. Here's Griffin, defending Geiger, just behind the free throw line. Now up top it goes. Hartman between the legs. Works it right. Jensen now on the right wing. He'll skip it to Ingeman, left wing. Gets into the lane, a lot of contact. It's an offensive foul. Ingeman picks up his first. It's the fourth turnover on Troy, and a great job. That was Mason Hayes who took that charge. Colton Ludke checks back in. Henry Geiger getting a quick breather. Riverside with the possession and a three-point lead, 23-20, not quite 3 minutes into this second quarter. Again, the press at midcourt. Colt Jensen comes away with a steal. He'll take it all the way, coast to coast. And a timeout for Riverside. Coach Herbster has seen enough. It is a full. We'll follow suit. We're having fun. 5:12 to go in the first half. Riverside 23, Troy 22. Don't go anywhere. We're back in 30 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood. And stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Timeouts on KMZA, always brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. Megan Sturton, our studio producer, Brandon Tamman with you. Boys game's been back and forth. Riverside led it by two at the end of the first quarter. That even included a 13-0 run, but Troy came right back. We've been back and forth since about 3 minutes into the second quarter. Out of the Riverside timeout, they have the possession and a one-point lead at 23-22. Here's Keegan Hughes, far side of the floor, working around a couple defenders. Gets stopped in the corner. That's a tough spot to be. Ashburn knocked it away. Hughes splitting, backside wide open. Oh, Ludke sends it to the second row. Rejected with force. It'll stay here with Riverside. It was Hayes who they found on the backside, but just getting there quickly. Colton Ludke, the team leader in blocks, adding to his total this season. Here's Hughes, a deep three off the inbounds, and that is smooth. Big shot, Keegan Hughes. He's got seven here in this first half. 26-22. The Riverside lead back to four. Here's Lane Hartman with the basketball. Shovels it back up top. Now Sawyer Ashburn. Now Jensen right corner. Gets an Ashburn screen. Ludke straight away. Now Hartman left wing. There's a Ludke screen. They go under. Little hesitation. Hartman dumps it down. Ludke shot. No. Might have been partially blocked. Tipped out to Ingeman in the corner. He'll drive in. He'll force a tough one up. And that one taken away by Keegan Hughes. Here comes Hughes. He's got a lot of athleticism, and he's blocked by Hartman underneath. Hartman saves it. What a play. And now it's stolen away at midcourt. Oh, goodness me. Right back up the floor. Harrington offensive foul. Boy, these fan bases are fired up. And if that is what I think, which, again, it is Tyzo Harrington, he has just picked up his third foul. Well, it's worth noting, Riverside head coach in the girls' game, Craig Burns, was ejected in the fourth quarter after receiving back-to-back texts. Tyler Herbster is already barking at the ears of this same three official crew that was there for the girls' game as well. These officials will not be receiving any Valentine's Day gifts from either fan base here tonight. 26-22, 4 minutes in, 4 minutes to go, second quarter. Trojans down four. Geiger going to work, fading away. Tough shot, got it to go. Well, that is a difficult finish for Henry Geiger. And it's 26-24, Cyclones by two. In the corner, it's Mason Hayes. Now Griffin, short shot up close, a little bit strong with it, tipped into the hands of Hunter Ingeman. Troy down two, Kintyre take the lead, 3.5 minutes to go in the half. Here's Geiger inside. Is it an offensive foul? No, it's a blocking foul. The official down low, I thought for a second, was maybe going to call a charge, and the official far side of the floor says it's a block. And Geiger's going to shoot two. So they get the foul. Now checking to see who they got the foul on. It will be... That's Schoenfelder. That's going to be his third, but now the official's not even sure who the foul is on. Well, now they're going to say it's on the floor, so no free throws here. It is Schoenfelder who picked up that foul, so him and Harrington both with three fouls. Goodness. Two starters out right now. So Troy down two, working with Geiger, right wing, now backing down. A lot of contact with Griffin trying to take the charge. No whistle. Back out to Geiger in the corner. He'll go baseline, sidestepping, shooting, missing. Ludke fighting for the rebound underneath. Still on the deck. So many bodies hitting the floor. Well, these two teams are getting after it. It is a jump ball. And the possession arrow keeps it with Troy. This has been a physical possession. 3:12 remaining in the half. We sit 26-24 Cyclones. Trojans underneath down two. It'll be Jasper to throw it in. Holding high above his head, trying to find Ludke underneath. Good defense. Now Riverside packing the paint. They knock it out of bounds. We'll reset. Here's Ludke, right elbow. Gets it to Jasper up top. Spins. Thought about fading away. Now Geiger up top. He'll spin in the lane. He had it knocked away, and that's a turnover by Troy. Hayes up the floor. Shot off the window. Good. Taylor for two. Well executed. Mason Hayes the assist. 28-24 Cyclones, 2:50 to go in the half. Rosenberger between the rings out high. Backing up near midcourt. Wayside dribbles with the right hand. Man-to-man defense here by the Cyclones. Here's Geiger. Elbow touch. Now turning and facing on Griffin. Stepping back. Left side. Ingeman in the corner. He'll put his head down. He'll get in there, but he's called for a travel. Quickly a sub back in on the seventh turnover of the half by Troy. Lane Hartman checking in for Hunter Ingeman. 2:35 to go in this second quarter. Cyclones get the ball back, leading 28-24. Trojans back up the defense and into the front court. Here's Griffin in the corner. Trying to work on Geiger. He went baseline, and I think they get Geiger with the bump and the foul. That is the case. Geiger picks up his second. Riverside will throw it in underneath. Both teams have a foul to give. With 2:27 to go in the half. Cyclones by four with the possession. Hughes in the corner. He'll fire. It is long on a three, but a long rebound opposite corner pulled in by Maddox Mears. Second chance lost inside by Kaler, and it's a turnover taken away by Troy. Troy trying to push the pace with numbers. Wild shot. A foul's going to be called. Well, Jasper leading the charge in that transition. He had open bodies, but took it to the rim himself and drew some contact. Tyler Herbster wanting the explanation from the official on that one as the foul is going against Mason Hayes, his first. And Jasper at the line to shoot two. His first free throw is good. He's got four here in the half. He's a 64% foul shooter. Gets the score to 28-25 Riverside. Geiger's going to come out here. Checking in, Sawyer Ashburn. Jasper this season just north of 12 points and 3 rebounds a game. He missed the second. It's tipped into the hands of Ashburn. Second chance. No, boy, he was right there. Unlucky try. Griffin able to secure that second miss. And here comes Hughes. Euro step in the lane off the window. Keegan Hughes and one. Huge play for Riverside. Boy, how about 9 here in the first half for the junior Keegan Hughes. 30-25 is our score, and a chance for one more for Keegan. He's got 7 of his 9 here in the second quarter. Make it now 8 of 10 in the second quarter. He capitalizes a three-point play, 31-25, back to a six-point lead for Riverside. Ludke trying to set a screen. It was well defended by Hayes. Now Rosenberger right wing. Here's Ashburn right corner. Now Rosenberger back up top. No shot clock here at Troy. Here's Rosenberger backed out right wing. Hands it off to Jasper. Backing his way in. Now Rosenberger right corner. Ashburn deep on the right wing. They skip it left side of the floor. Hartman puts it down on Hughes. Tough shot. Well defended. No good. Rebound for Riverside. Riverside leading it by six with a minute 24 to go in the half. Here's Mears. Correction, that was Kaler. Kaler working in. He drew the foul. Hard drive straight away. Free throws coming here for Riverside at 1:16 to go in the half. Ludke picks up that foul. It's his second. Free throws coming for Kobe Kaler, the sophomore. Kobe tonight, 2 points, averaging 9 points per this season, nearly five rebounds as well, averaging three assists, nearly two steals a contest to boots, and his first free throw is good. 32-25 is our score. Riverside, they've scored the last four, lead it now by seven. He got both. Good free throw shooting by Kaler. All four of his points in this second. Back to an eight-point game. 33-25. Cyclones on a little bit of a run here. And an offensive foul. It's an illegal screen called against Troy up top. Turnover by Troy. The foul, the illegal screen was set by Ashburn. Just wasn't quite set fully. And the Cyclones' momentum with an eight-point lead. A minute nine to go in the half. Trojans come out this possession, 2-3 on the defense. Correction, 3-2 on the defense with the zone. Here's Griffin looking for a dump down from the right elbow out of bounds and last touched by Sawyer Ashburn. It stays here with Riverside. 56 seconds remaining in the half. 33-25 Cyclones. Here's Kaler to throw it in, trying to find it inside to Mears. He'll flip it up. Nearly got it to go. Boy, a lot of traffic in there, and it's cleared away by Rosenberger. So now Troy into the front court, down eight, 45 seconds and counting until the halftime break. Jasper on the dribble, being defended well. Staying in the lane, and before that shot was put up in the paint, a timeout called for Heath Wettstein. He did not like the possession working there with Jasper leading the charge. So that timeout, it's a 30. It's brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. So right now it's a 5-0 run for Riverside. And a three-point lead a moment ago is up to eight at 33-25. Keegan Hughes having a good night for Riverside. He's got 10. That ties Henry Geiger for Troy for the game high in points. But 8 of his 10 here in the second quarter. Riverside also has 6 from Tyzel Harrington, but he's been saddled with 3 fouls in this first half. Maybe the best player for Riverside. Not played much with those 3 fouls. Does have 6, 4 from Kaler, 4 from Schoenfelder, 7 from Griffin. Geiger with 10 for Troy, as we mentioned. 5 from Jensen, 4 from Jasper. 3 apiece, Ingeman and Ashburn. Out of the Troy timeout, underneath. Dump it up top here to Ashburn. Hands it off to Jasper. 37 seconds to go in the half. Jasper slipping a little bit. Got his footing back, and he turns left. Flips it up and in. Difficult finish with the right hand. Ingeman with 5. His first bucket here in the second quarter. It is 33-27 Riverside. 22 seconds to go in the half. Trojans are trying to trap any time they can. On the dribble, it's Hayes up top, right side to Hughes. Down to 13 seconds. Get it right back up near midcourt with Hayes. Now 9 seconds. Again, Troy extending out this defense, and they force a turnover. 5 seconds to go. Here's Ashburn stopping straight away. A 3, well short, out of bounds. And that takes us to the halftime break. Boy, exciting pace, action, physicality. You name something, it's probably described the first half. In this one here tonight, crucial game in the Northeast Kansas League. And Riverside on the road leading at Troy, 33-27 here at the halftime break. Again, our halftime show up coming next, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Synex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner. For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Halftime again here on KNZA, brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from dead, online, highlandcc.edu. It is homecoming festivities here at the halftime break. So we got a little bit longer of a halftime break here on KNZA, but we've had a fun one here in the boys' contest. Troy trailing Riverside. It is 33-27. Riverside led it 19-17 at the end of the first quarter, and that included a 13-0 run in the middle of that first 8 minutes. And then that second quarter, fairly back and forth. Riverside extending with a 14-10 advantage in that second 8 minutes. We sit here 33-27 at the halftime break. Going through some of the numbers here in the first half, starting with Riverside. Keegan Hughes leading the Cyclones. He had 10 in the first half, 8 of his 10 in that second quarter. They got 7 points, 4 rebounds from Beckham Griffin. They also got 6 points from Tyzel Harrington, 4 apiece from Kobe Kaler and Gavin Schoenfelder, and then 2 in the book, from Mason Hayes. Some of the team numbers for Riverside, 10 turnovers, 16 rebounds. They were a perfect 5-for-5 at the line, and they knocked down 2 threes as well. On the side for Troy, they had 10 in the first half and 5 rebounds from Henry Geiger, 5 points apiece from Hunter Ingeman and Colt Jensen, 4 points from Caston Jasper, and 3 points as well from Sawyer Ashburn. Some of the team numbers in the first half for Troy, 8 turnovers, 12 rebounds. They were 3-of-4 at the line, and they knocked down 4 threes as well. As always, our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firm Sultan Tax Services. That's Holton, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. Again, an extended halftime break. Homecoming festivities going on here at the halftime break for Troy. But right now, Riverside leading the boys' game 33-27. Again, our halftime score. Another timeout. We'll continue after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, it's Emily with Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Did you know 1 week password could put your whole identity at risk? We're sharing simple tips to help you stay safe online, like spotting phishing scams, protecting your passwords, and locking down your personal info. Head to rainbowtel.net and check out our resources. Stay smart, stay safe, stay connected with Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in or around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
My name is Dan Winger, store director at Garrett Country Mart. I would like to invite you to shop our store at Old South 75 Highway in Sabetha. With over 200 years of management experience, I think you will enjoy our knowledgeable and friendly staff. We are a full-service store with meat cutters on staff, a full-service deli, bakery, and produce departments. Thank you for shopping your locally owned and operated Country Mart for the past 53 years.
Hi, this is Erica from Queen Bee Boutique. When you shop with us, it's more than products. It's an experience. I carefully choose every item so you can enjoy timeless style, effortless sophistication, and quality you'll love for years. And with personal service from our amazing team, we make shopping fun, easy, and all about you. Come visit us at Queen Bee Boutique, 525 Commercial Street in Atchison, because you deserve nothing less than exceptional.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Once again, our halftime coverage. It is brought to you by Highland Community College. A little bit of an extended halftime here on KNZA. Megan Sturton, Brandon Tamman with you. Just announcing for Troy, the king and queen of the courts. Congratulations to a couple of basketball players. Harper Wettstein, Caden Rosenberger, being honored there at center court. Of course, Caden in the boys' game trying to find a way to fight back into this one. Their team down 6, 33-27. As, again, we are at the halftime break. Let's go through some scores from around Northeast Kansas here tonight. Just some girls' finals from earlier this evening in the Big East. Hiawatha, big win over St. Mary's, 76-29. The Redhawks hit 17 threes in that game. Kylie Nelson had 7 of them, tied a school record for most threes in a game. 25 points she ended up. Big win for the Red Hawk girls earlier tonight. Jeff West, a 30-point victory against Holton, 61-31. Brinley Koontz for Jeff West, the freshman, scored 32 in that game. So Brinley outscored Holton 32-31 by herself. A wild one there. Elsewhere in the Big East girls' final, Perry LeCompton, they take care of Sabetha, 55-22. Raleigh County, they defeated Nemaha Central, 40-21. And then also a Northeast Kansas League final. On the girls' side here tonight, Valley Falls, they edge out Oskaloosa 37-34. And then Meadowlark Conference action, the Atchison girls, boy, 73-8. They put it to Harmon in that game earlier tonight. So our halftime coverage continues. There's some girls' scores from earlier this evening. We still got more to get to here as our boys score at Troy at the half. Riverside 33, Trojans 27. We'll continue it after another timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
Morrill Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Morrill Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Our halftime coverage continues. Troy hosting Riverside tonight. Again, extended halftime break as they had the King and Queen of the Courts announcements. Again, Caden Rosenberger representing boys basketball. Harper Wettstein as well, Queen of the Court tonight. Congratulations to them. Harper just continuing to pile up accolades. Harper had 27 earlier tonight in Troy's big win over the Cyclones, 52-36, but the Troy boys going to have to figure some things out. It has been a physical game with Riverside, and quite expected as the Cyclone boys, a win tonight and then a win on a Tuesday night at Pleasant Ridge would secure Riverside the Northeast Kansas League title this season. Troy, again, they have been a little bit sluggish over the last few weeks. They're just 2-7 over their last five coming into tonight, but again, riding high, keeping it close. As right now they're down 6 to the Clones, 33-27 at the halftime break. Again, leading scorer for Riverside, Keegan Hughes had 10, 8 of his 10 in the second quarter. Henry Geiger had 10 points and 5 rebounds on his way to another potential double-double. Riverside also had 6 from Tyzel Harrington, although he was saddled in that first half with foul trouble, alongside Gavin Schoenfelder as well, who also had 3 fouls in the first half. Beckham Griffin, 7 points and 4 rebounds. And then again on the Troy side, you had 5 apiece from Hunter Ingeman, Colt Jensen, and Caston Jasper, 4 points as well. A final 3 minute timeout. Don't go anywhere. I promise. Second half is coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For quality meat and hometown service, head to Anderson Meats in Troy. Known for expert custom processing, Anderson Meats also features a great retail room stocked with a variety of fresh cuts, perfect for the grill, freezer, or tonight's supper. And don't forget their customer favorite, flavored beef sticks that folks just can't get enough of. Plus, there's plenty of other easy grab-and-go items. Anderson Meats in Troy for custom processing and more. Book your processing now at Anderson Meats in Troy. Quality you can taste, service you can trust.
Wish your vehicle looked new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
This is Brendan Garrett at Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha. I'm welcoming you to come to our store where you will enjoy our knowledgeable staff. Did you know our management staff has over 200 years of management experience? Looking for a new item? Don't hesitate to ask and we will do our best to find it. Need to order a large quantity? We offer special discounts for case size orders for additional savings. Thanks again for your support of Garrett Country Mart in Sabetha for over 53 years.
Hi, this is Dr. Carrie Cowan with Atchison Animal Clinic. Atchison Animal Clinic has been committed to providing veterinary services to Atchison and the surrounding areas for over 75 years, and our commitment has never been stronger. Offering same-day sick appointments and happily accepting new clients, we pride ourselves on being ready and available to service your veterinary needs when you need us. Atchison Animal Clinic, where service, satisfaction, and animal health meet.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Looking for a great place to eat, drink, and catch a game? Head to Kirkwood & Co. Restaurant and Sports Bar in Highland. Open 7 days a week. Kirkwood & Co. is your go-to spot. Together with friends, enjoy daily food and drink specials, and watch all the action on the big screens, even on their outdoor patio. If you're planning an event, reserve the private party room at Kirkwood and stay updated with all of their specials by visiting Kirkwood & Co. on Facebook. And go indulge today in great food, drinks, and fun at Kirkwood & Co. in Highland.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Cinex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finally back to it. Here we go. Boys game here in Troy tonight. Third quarter is underway. Riverside leading by six. Now they go left to right. Cyclones, that lead, opening possession here in the fourth quarter. Harrington to the rack. Can't make a shot from the right block. Tips into the hands of Schoenfelder. He lays it soft off the window with the left hand. Offensive rebound and stick back for Gavin Schoenfelder. He's got six in the game. 35-27. Cyclones strike first here in the second half. Cyclones come out in a zone defense. Don't see it too often. Jasper, a deep straightaway three. It is high off the front rim. And Beckham Griffin clears it away for Riverside. Here's Harrington, right wing, into the corner. It's Mason Hayes. He'll step back, a deep one. This one will hit the heel and then go over the backboard. Decent look after the move to his left for Mason Hayes. But going over the backboard, gives it back to Troy. 40 seconds into the third quarter, 35-27 Riverside. Riverside, 15 wins last year. They have already surpassed that mark, putting together their best season in school history. Schoenfelder underneath, knocking it away and out of bounds. They were looking for Ludke on the block. So Troy going to reset underneath. This will be Jasper to throw it in. Ingeman in the corner. Rosenberger named king of the court at the halftime break. He has it a little bit more to his right on the wing. That's Riverside, at least for right now, staying in that 2-3 zone defense. Jasper to Geiger, right back to Jasper, right wing. Up top to Ingeman, trying to go into the middle. Nobody there. Rosenberger, the intended target, but Schoenfelder the steal. Harrington up top. Hayes wide open, hesitates for a touch, and nobody got out on him. He delivers a straightaway triple. Mason Hayes from downtown. He's got five, and the lead is 11. It's a 5-0 start here in the second half for Riverside. Ingeman into the corner with Rosenberger. Dribbles back out to the wing, and Riverside staying in this 2-3 is. Troy has missed a long three and has turned it over the last two possessions against this zone. Ingeman has it up top to Jasper. Looking right, now splitting the top two in the lane. Ingeman on a cut, high off the window. That's how you do it. Middle of the zone, backdoor cut. Ingeman has seven, 38-29. Stops a little 5-0 run by the Clones. 2 minutes in, six to go here in this third period. Cyclones have it in the front court. Griffin right elbow, he'll fire. That one strong off the heel. Rosenberger grabbed the rebound, got it off to Geiger. 38-29 our score. Trojans down nine with the ball. Here's Geiger up top. Jasper right wing. He can fire, and he can hit it. Another three. Caston Jasper has seven in the game. A right wing triple makes it 38-32. That's five straight points now scored by the Trojans. Right now on the dribble up top, Kaler gets by Rosenberger, dumps it down. Schoenfelder missed the shot up close, and there for the board. And Geiger then had it knocked away in a foul against the Cyclones. First foul here in the second half going against Kaler, kind of reaching around Geiger there. And Troy working on a 5-0 run, down six, about 3 minutes into this third quarter. Now Riverside, they've gotten out of that zone defense right now, and right now on this possession, back to man-to-man. Jasper gets to the rack on a screen, no help, but he missed the shot, tipped into the hands of Griffin. Here comes Riverside, good pace. Kaler taking it all the way, and he missed the shot, but a foul on the floor. First foul against Troy here in the third quarter. It's Hunter Ingeman with his second. So Riverside underneath, about 3 minutes into the third, leading at 38-32. Here's Harrington in the backcourt. Left side, Griffin on the wing. Little head fake, puts it on the dribble one time left. Now in the corner to Kaler. Back up near midcourt with Tyzel Harrington. He'll bounce one to the right wing. Trojans now sitting in a 2-3 zone defense. Nearly forcing a turnover. Schoenfelder. And then Griffin had it knocked away inside. It's a steal by Jasper. Quickly up the floor, but Riverside doing a good job in transition. But Ingeman gets left open for three in the left corner. Nothing but nylon. Hunter Ingeman, his second triple tonight. He's got 10, 38-35, just like that, down to a one-possession game. Short corner, Schoenfelder. Back up top, it's Kaler. Now a three, Mason Hayes trying to answer in and out. Schoenfelder right there for the rebound, can't get it to go. Still trying to fight for his own rebound, and he gets it again. And a third opportunity here on this possession. Boy, that ball spun around, not sure how it spun out. But either way, here's Griffin. And then his pass, short corner, taken away by Geiger. Turnover by Riverside. A three would tie the game. It is 38-35 Riverside. Just past the halfway point here in the third quarter. Here's Geiger around a screen. Griffin closed out quickly. Now a screen by Geiger. Second screen by Ludke. Jasper going to work. Here's a deep one for the tie. This one long. Tyzel Harrington now pushing after the rebound for Riverside. Diving in, Mason Hayes back up top. Harrington sets and fires. High off the rim, missing left side, and a whistle and a foul on the rebound attempt. Who is it going against? It appears to be going against Riverside. That's going to be Beckham Griffin, his second foul. First foul on the Cyclones here in the third quarter. Correction, second foul, beg your pardon. So Troy gets a stop, down three, 3:33 to go, third quarter, 38-35, Cyclones. Jasper getting the call from the near sideline, first-year head coach Heath Wettstein. Gets a Geiger screen, gets it to Hartman who just checked back in. He's on the right wing. There's the closeout and double. Jasper gave up a good shot for Ingeman, a great shot in the corner. That is well done by Troy. Ingeman back-to-back threes here in the quarter. We are tied 38-38. at 3:06 to go in the third quarter. Boy, Riverside, they've squandered a couple of big leads here throughout this game, and there's a shot missing short on a floater by Kaler. Geiger the rebound, and Troy with an opportunity to take the lead. Engelman sidestepping, had it knocked away, trying to get it back, and he does so. Here's Hartman driving in, right side, Jasper, right wing three for the lead. That one not there. Geiger diving in. Offensive rebound and stick back. Troy up two. Timeout, Cyclones. It's a full. We'll follow suit. The Trojans are right back out in front. 2:41 to go third quarter. Troy 40, Riverside 38. We're back at 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Perfection is something that businesses in every industry will try to sell you, but perfection is not attainable in this world. The team at Morrill Collision Repair works hard to research high-grade equipment and quality products in order to produce a superior repair. We maintain high standards because we want our customers to walk away with nothing less than our best. At Morrill Collision Repair, we don't claim perfection, but we do strive for excellence.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, Riverside jumped out to a 9-point lead early on in this third quarter, but Troy has stormed back. Trojans leading out of the timeout. It's 40-38 as a big-time third quarter being put together by Hunter Engelman. He's knocked down a couple of threes, has 8 of his 13 here in this third quarter, and Troy out in front for the first time since early on in the first quarter. Their first lead since it was 5-4. We still got a long way to go. 2-plus minutes left in this third quarter. Riverside setting it up out of the timeout. Right now on the dribble, it's Hayes. Nearly lost it. Over to Kaler in the corner. He'll get in the lane. He'll put up a shot. Missing off the right rim. And a rebound for Caston Jasper. Troy up two. Long pass into the front court. Hartman left corner. Jab fake right. Right side pass. Colt Jensen a three. And he buries one. Colt Jensen off the bench with 8 points and two threes, and the Trojans have their largest lead at 43-38. Here's Schoenfelder trying to answer left corner three, hits high off the rim, fighting for the rebound. Geiger has it for Troy. Trojans have the momentum. It's been a 14-point swing in the matter of about 4 or 5 minutes in this third quarter. Down to under 2 minutes to go. 43-38 Trojans trying to add to it. Engelman, left side, thought about a three. Had it knocked away on the drive, out of bounds. Good hands there by Kaler. And we'll get a sub in for Riverside, Maddox Mears. Back into the game, replacing Schoenfelder. And the Trojans underneath got a minute 42 left in this third quarter. They lead it 43-38. Geiger in the lane. Shot was good, but a foul might have been called on the floor. Tyler Herbster, again, not happy with that whistle. He is a few steps out on the floor. Official shakes his head no. They're going to wave off the basket. And they're going to say it's Maddox Mears who reached in for the foul. So underneath, Troy to throw it in. Team foul number three on the Cyclones. Here's Jensen left side on the wing. Minute 40 and counting in this third period. Trojans working with Geiger up top. Puts a shoulder down and just straight muscles it to the rim for two. And Geiger now with 14. He's one rebound from a double-double. It's 45-38. The run continues for Troy. Here's Tyzel Harrington. Again, Riverside came into this one tonight undefeated in league play. They're going to have to rally here, but still plenty of time as we're late in the third quarter. Tyzel Harrington splitting two. Little up and under move. Can't get the English on it. And there's the double-double for Henry Geiger. Up the floor, Lane Hartman dumps it to Jensen. Beautifully done in the two-on-one. Jensen with 10, and the run continues. 47-39. Once down 9 here in the third quarter, now up 9 in the span of 5 minutes. And right back to answer, though, a huge 3 by Kobe Kaler. Cyclones desperately needed that. 47-41, Troy. Final 42 seconds of this third quarter. Here's Engelman trying to go to work. One-on-one with Kaler. He's backed out on the right wing. Gets baseline. Skips it. Jasper open. Left wing 3. No, it's off the heel. Long rebound, though. It's Keegan Hughes. He'll work it into the front court. The Trojans play good transition defense. Kaler steps into a deep one. That is off the heel and a long rebound tied up around the free throw line. And it's going to be Riverside basketball, I believe, off the possession. Or no, it's going to be Troy ball. So the tie-up will give it back to the Trojans at 19 seconds to go here in the quarter. Trojans leading by 6. Here's Hartman bumped by Hughes at midcourt, and that's the last foul to give for the Cyclones. Keegan, that's his first. Mentioned team foul number 4. 15 seconds remaining in the quarter. Side out here, Jensen to throw it in for Troy as they lead it by 6. Once down 9 early in this third quarter. Got it to a 9-point lead on their side. But right now leading by 6. Final 6 seconds here. Ingeman, they set him up. Left side, 3! 16 for Hunter Ingeman, and that takes us to the end of the third quarter. From down 9 early in this frame to up 9 going into the fourth quarter. Troy 50, Riverside 41. We're back at 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in or around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First possession here of the fourth quarter. Riverside going in the wrong direction. They lose the handle out of bounds. A turnover by Riverside, and they give it right to Troy here. Early on in this fourth quarter, Troy with a 9-point lead after being down 9 early in the third quarter. Troy outscored Riverside 23-7 in the third as Geiger's going to work inside off the miss. He gets his own rebound and then fouled on the second chance putback attempt. Griffin picks up his third foul, first foul on either side here in this fourth and final quarter. And Geiger a double-double tonight, going to the line to shoot 2. He's got 14 points and 11 rebounds. Hunter Ingeman the star in that quarter for Troy. He had 11 points and 3 threes. As Geiger knocks down the first freebie here, and he's got 15 tonight, and the lead is 10. All of a sudden, in the blink of an eye for Troy. Well, we got a great atmosphere here tonight. Goes back to the girls' game. This gym has been packed. Geiger missing the second free throw, and thankfully for Geiger, Lane Hartman saved it into the corner. It's a 3 by Colt Jensen. Lane Hartman, the offensive rebound on the missed free throw, and Jensen from the right corner buries a triple. 13-point lead for Troy. Here's Griffin at the free throw line, and he's putting up a shot, but a foul before the shot. Foul on Lane Hartman here, his second, first foul on Troy here in the fourth quarter. But man, oh man, what a second half for Troy. 54-41, they lead by a baker's dozen. Still plenty of time, though, here for Riverside. Trying to answer with the right corner 3. That's an air ball. Perfect spot for the rebound on the backside was Jasper. Here is Troy into the front court with Jasper near side. Riverside man-to-man here. We've played a minute in this final quarter. Geiger, he'll unleash an NBA range 3, and everything is falling for Troy. Timeout, Riverside. 57-41. 18 points and a double-double for Geiger. Man, oh man, what a second half for Troy. They lead it by 16. We're back in 30 seconds. Nope, check that. It's a 30. Beg your pardon, Megan. My apologies. We'll keep it right here. Timeout brought to you by Schlegel's homegrown popcorn of Whiting. Well, early on in this game, Riverside, they jumped out to a double-digit first quarter lead, had a 13-0 run in about a 3.5-minute span in that first quarter. Troy came back. It was a 2-point game after one. Riverside led 33-27 at the half, but Troy poured it on with a 23-7 third quarter, had a 9-point lead going into this fourth quarter, and right now they have scored the first 7 in this fourth quarter, and their lead is 16, 57-41. Geiger has 18, Ingeman 16, Jensen with 13 off the bench, and the three ball has been there for Troy all night. And now at midcourt, there is a steal. Two-on-one break, Geiger, Jensen off the window. Colt Jensen, a career night off the bench potentially. He's got 15. 59-41 in Riverside. It's unraveling. They turn it over again. Geiger all the way. It's an offensive foul. Tyzel Harrington got back. Keith Wettstein doesn't agree with the call. Geiger picks up his third. That is only the second turnover of the second half for Troy. But they are in control now with 6.5 minutes to go. It is 59-41. Here's Griffin, right side on the wing, being hounded by Hartman. He'll get to the lane. He'll float up a shot. It's short. And another rebound for Henry Geiger. Up the floor quickly. Jensen, probably, there's the whistle. I was about to say, he probably got away with a walk. He did not. There's the turnover. Jensen underneath after a deep pass. Just a little bit antsy and left his feet, came back down on him. 59-41, Troy by 18. Riverside in danger of their first league loss, which would shake some things up with a couple games left in the regular season. Here's Griffin in the lane, floater off the heel. You got three Riverside Cyclones fighting for that rebound, and Harrington comes away with it, and there's a three from the right corner by Mason Hayes. Had to have it if you were Riverside. 59-44 Troy, 5:47 to go in this fourth quarter. Foul by Riverside here as Troy was working it into the front court. They get Keegan Hughes reaching in, his second foul, team foul number two. So just a touch beyond midcourt, Colt Jensen to throw it in. Riverside sub, it is Maddox Mears. He'll take the spot of Beckham Griffin. The three ball has been big time for Troy, particularly in this second half. Down 9 on multiple occasions. Find themselves up 15 right now, early fourth. Geiger was spinning in the lane. And a timeout called on that possession. It is a full, so we'll follow suit. Again, Troy, massive second half. They lead Riverside 59-44. 5:36 to go in the game. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, this is Erica. I started Queen Bee Boutique with a love for handmade jewelry. And today, that passion shines in every collection. From authentic Native American turquoise and sterling silver to our dazzling moissanite and designer luxury jewelry lines, each piece is chosen with care and expertise. I am certified in all things jewelry, so when you shop at Queen Bee, you can trust you're getting the very best. Come see all the sparkle waiting for you at Queen Bee Boutique in Atchison.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Troy boys have hit 7 threes here in the second half, 11 in the game. And right now they have been pouring it on. Riverside, they got 5:36 to go to avoid their first league loss this season. Troy right now leading it 59-44 out of the timeout. Trojans underneath get it off to Jensen in the corner, up top to Hartman. Handing it off to Jasper between the rings. Riverside man-to-man. That's been a majority of their defense here tonight, although they spent some time in that third quarter in a 2-3 backdoor. Jensen spins it up and in. Hartman with the dime. Boy, beautiful offense. Jasper with 9. It's 61-44. And now Riverside turning it over. It's a 3-on-1 break. Harrington, though, hustling to knock it on the perimeter, allowing his team to get back here on defense. Jasper settles it in up top, spinning on Schoenfelder. Gets to the elbow. Right side, Jensen. Why not? Can't knock down this one. It went high off the rim on a right side 3. And the rebound for Mason Hayes. And then a whistle and a foul going against Geiger, trying to reach in to take it away. Geiger's had a huge night, 18 points and a double-double. But Geiger right now just picked up his fourth foul with 5 minutes to go. And at least for the time being, Colton Ludke going to check in for him. Troy's lead 61-44. So Troy down 9 early third quarter. At one point built up a near 20-point lead in this second half. And right now, again, it's 17. Here's a drive, here's a kick, Hayes up top. Now Hughes a 3, and he knocks it down straight away. Big shot for the junior, Keegan Hughes. 13 for him. His second triple makes it 61-47. 4.5 minutes to go here in this ball game, and now Hughes got a hand on it at midcourt. It's out of bounds, and Troy will keep it. You expect Riverside, they are going to ramp it up defensively. They are going to be all over Troy here down this final 4:29, trying to claw their way back in it. They got work to do. Here's Hunter Ingeman receiving the inbounds. Hughes waiting for him at midcourt. Ingeman bouncing off of him on the right sideline. Back door to Jensen. Underneath, untouched for two. Cole Jensen off the bench. He's got 17. 12 here in the second half. It's 63-47 Troy. Out to the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. Here's a drive. Off-balance shot. Nearly got it to go. Fighting for it underneath. Last touch out of bounds by Harrington. And Troy gets it back. That drive and shot missed by Hayes. Beckham Griffin checking back in. Schoenfelder gets a seat. Riverside, again, not in their favor is the fact that Troy does not have a shot clock. You know the Trojans are going to slow things down here with 4 minutes to go, leading 63-47. Jensen putting his head down, lost the pivot foot, and that's a travel. So Riverside gets a stop, 3:53 to go. Just the fourth turnover in the second half on Troy. Here's Beckham Griffin straight away. Had it knocked away by Hartman. Dribbling it into the corner now is Hayes. And then inside, they were looking for Mears and reaching in from behind to foul on Troy. Reaching in was Ingeman. That is his third. And team foul number four. So at least for Riverside, final 3:43, they're going to be in the bonus. Here's Harrington on the right wing. Gets in the lane. Angles right. Flips it up. That is a quality finish from Tyzel Harrington. He's got eight here tonight, 63-49 Troy. Pressure ramped up, Troy doing a good job breaking that press. Now they settle in the front court, operating right to left here in the second half. Ingeman working around a double to Jasper. No look pass, Ludke open, he's fouled underneath. What a dish off by Caston Jasper, a little no look action, leading to Colton Ludke to go to the free throw line for two. Third team foul on Riverside here in the fourth quarter. This one on Tyzel Harrington. That is his fourth. And the first free throw a little bit short by Ludke. He's looking for his first point tonight. Late sub in is in Harrington. He's, I believe, probably going to stay on the floor. Arguably the best player for the Cyclones. They're down 14, 3:22 to go. They need him on the floor. And just picked up his fourth foul. So Ludke trying to go 1-for-2, and he's able to do so, and his first point here tonight. 64-49, Trojans by 15 at 3:20 to go. Right now, left side, it's Hayes. Up top, Keegan Hughes, a deep one, yes, nothing but nylon. Keegan Hughes trying to keep his team in it. His third three, he's got 16, and it's a 12-point game. 3:04 to go, 64-52, Troy. Jasper around a screen, defended well up top by Hayes. Lane Hartman thought about a three, closed out there on the left wing by Harrington. A time and no shot clock in the favor of Troy, leading by a dozen. Down to 2:49. Jasper on the dribble out near midcourt. Hands it off to Ludke, over to Hartman, and now a whistle and a foul. There was not a lot there. So they get Mason Hayes with his second foul. They put the foul up on the guest. The table messed that up. That should have been free throws for Riverside. Ingeman inside, Ludke for two. A gap by the scorers table. That should have been two free throws for Riverside. They put the foul up, and now it's showing 4-4. Yikes. Back the other way, Riverside. Going to get free throws here by Hughes. The foul going against Ludke, his third. 66-52 Troy, 2:27 to go. And Keegan Hughes at the line. First free throw attempts of the second half for Riverside in this game. First one for Hughes, well short. Keegan's had a nice night, 16 points, 3 threes. He was 1-for-1 at the line before that miss, now 1-for-2. Taking his time on the second, lone Cyclone in double figures tonight. And he got the second to go, so he's got 17 to lead the Cyclones. 66 53. It's a 13-point Troy lead as we're coming down on the final 2 minutes of this game. It has just been a heck of a second half for the Trojans trying to hold on, but Riverside not going away quietly. And Keegan Hughes getting a meaty paw on it. That should be a foul on Troy after Hughes got a hand in there for a steal. So now, although we were short a foul, it will be free throws for Hughes. Fourth foul on Hunter Ingeman. 13-point lead for Troy. 2:09 to go. Hughes at the line for a pair. And the first one, just a touch short. He is now 2-for-4 at the line. Geiger with four fouls, checking back in here for Troy. He'll take the spot of Colt Jensen. Trying to go 1-for-2. It's on the way, and he does go 1-for-2. 18 for the junior, Keegan Hughes, trying to keep his team afloat, but Riverside down to just 2:05. Troy leading it by 12. Ingeman losing his feet and looking for someone in the corner, but Hartman was not there. Troy turns it over. Riverside gets a big stop quickly. Rosenberger quickly back into the game, taking the spot of Colt Jensen. And a late sub in here for Riverside, Schoenfelder as well. Taking the spot of Griffin. That's been a common sub throughout the night. Here's Harrington trying to work into the front court. Now officially under 2 minutes to go. Riverside leading, or correction, trailing by 12. Riverside to the rack. That's Harrington for two. That was well done. Just a straight one-on-one play, and now a bump and a foul going against Keegan Hughes, and Lane Hartman's walking 90 feet to shoot free throws. Third foul on Hughes. Could see quite a few free throws down the stretch here. Both teams in the bonus, and Lane Hartman going to be his 10th and 11th free throw attempts of the season. Two dribbles, and the first one is pure. First point tonight for the sophomore, Lane Hartman. 11-point lead right now for Troy. Second by Hartman. He goes 2-for-2. Big-time free throws for the sophomore. 68-56. Troy by a dozen with a minute 40 to go. Harrington bouncing to a wide-open man underneath. That was Kaler, who banks it in. He's got 9. And a quick timeout for Riverside. 10-point game with a minute 38 to go. Check to see if it's a full or a 30. I believe it is a full, so we'll follow suit. Final minute 38 coming up right after this. Troy leading by 10 here on KNZA.
Ready to look and feel your best? Snap Fitness in Atchison is more than just a 24-hour gym. With 3 tanning beds, you can get that perfect glow. Appointments are available Monday through Thursday from 10 to 1 and 2 to 6, and Fridays and Saturdays from 10 to 12. Stop by Snap Fitness at 409 Commercial or call 913-367-1511 to book your tanning session today. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now Troy in the boys' game trying to hold on. They lead Riverside 68-58, minute 38 to go. Out of the timeout, Troy will have the ball. And will need to go the full length of the floor. Riverside going to ramp up the press here. Cyclones had a 9-point lead early in the third quarter. Now that has since been evaporated as Troy has worked it to a near 20-point advantage earlier on in this second half. But right now they lead it by 10 into the front court. Here's Rosenberger. Back up top to Jasper. 123 and counting. Both teams in the bonus. Jasper working through a double. Hartman left side on the wing. Now up top. Into the corner. Precious time running off the clock here. Finally, there's the foul against Riverside. And free throws coming with 69 seconds remaining in the game. It is Kaler who picks up his second. I believe it is Lane Hartman who is going back to the line to shoot two. Hartman just made two a moment ago. First 2 points tonight. First one here is short. Stays a 10-point game, 68-58 Troy. Minute 9 left in this one. Next one on the way. He goes 1 for 2. All 3 for Hartman tonight at the line here in the last minute. 11-point lead for Troy. We're down to 65 seconds. Riverside, they got to work quick. Here's Hughes kicking left. It's Hayes, now Harrington. Post touch for Schoenfelder. Back up top. Precious time. Here's Hayes, a deep one. It is high off the heel. Fighting for the rebound. Keegan Hughes has it. He'll go up strong. He'll finish and one. Big time play. Big time night for Keegan Hughes. He's got 20. And it's 69-60, Troy. 50 seconds remaining. Hughes will have one at the free throw line to try to cap a 3-point play. And check the foul. It is Ludke who is fouled out of the game. So Ludke with 3 points tonight. Hughes at the line to try to get this to an 8-point game. He is able to do so. 21 for Keegan Hughes. 8-point game. There's the foul. 47 seconds to go. Rosenberger going to shoot two as Griffin picks up his fourth. So Caden Rosenberger at the line. This is only going to be his fifth and sixth free throw attempts this season. He is 2 for 4, and he was well short on the first. No good. Now 2 for 5 at the line this season. Rosenberger missed them both. Rebound Riverside. 8-point game. 44 seconds to go. Here's Hughes all the way. Shot. No, it's spun out, but he's going to shoot two. Man, would have been a huge and one, but Hughes right back to the line. He's had a big night. Foul is on Geiger, and that's going to end Henry Geiger's night. He is also fouled out. An 18-point double-double for Geiger, but he has to come out. As he is fouled out of the game, Ingeman right back in for him. Hughes at the line to shoot two. Big free throws coming here for the 6-foot junior. Great night, 21 points. First free throw, nothing but net. 22 in the game for Keegan Hughes. Trying to keep his team alive, 69-62. Second by Hughes. That one, no. Griffin fighting for the offensive rebound. He sticks it up and in. Griffin, a huge offensive rebound and stick back, and it's a 5-point game with 32 seconds left. And right into the front court. Boy, Colt Jensen might have got away with a walk, but Troy is going to get a timeout called in their favor before that. With 31 seconds to go, it is a 5-point game, 69-64. Tyler Herbster getting the explanation on that. And again, it's not going to change the call. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn. It is I believe, a full timeout. Teams are sitting. But we'll go ahead and keep it right here anyways. Boy, this has been a wild game tonight. Riverside jumped out early, a double-digit lead in the first quarter, included a 13-0 run, but then Troy came right back to get to within 19-17 after the first 8 minutes. Riverside extended it to a 33-27 halftime lead. But man, that third quarter dominated by Troy. They outscored the Cyclones 23-7. They led it 50-41, did Troy, going into the fourth quarter. And then they would score the first 10 points to build a 19-point lead. And Riverside since just slowly chipping away. But do they have enough time? 30 seconds to go. Ball entered into Jasper in the corner. It's a 5-point lead for Troy. A lot of time there. Shot up. Is that going to be an and one? Oh, boy, this is a huge call. Jasper put a shot up after someone reached in. They're going to count the basket. Goodness me. Wow, an and one by Kasten Jasper to make it 71-64 with 26 seconds remaining. That was devastating for Riverside. Jasper at the line. He missed the free throw. Griffin strong for the rebound. 71-64. Riverside down to 21 seconds. Here's Hughes to Hayes. Boy, Riverside, they got to work. Down to 16. Here's a forced three. Front rim, no. Fighting for the rebound. Jasper has it. Launching it up the floor. Lane Hartman blocked at the rim by Griffin, but they call it goaltend as he pinned it up on the backboard. And that is probably the exclamation point. The bucket will count. Hartman with five. It's a nine-point game with 9 seconds to go. Here's Keegan Hughes from downtown. That one is no good. Jasper the rebound, and Riverside takes their first loss in Northeast Kansas League play here tonight. It is a dominant second half for Troy, and they hold off a fiery comeback, but nonetheless, a good one tonight in favor of Troy. Final score, 73-64. Post-game show coming your way next, brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. We'll dial it up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner agent at B Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the B Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
Wish your vehicle look new again? Trust the professionals at the Fender Mender in Everest, providing free estimates for body repair, paintwork, and glass installation. No job is too big or small. The Fender Mender in Everest, mending broken parts.
Hi, this is Reggie Haney here at Garrett's Country Mart in Sabetha. I'd love to encourage you to come shop at our locally owned and operated grocery store. With over 200 years of management experience, our staff is knowledgeable and friendly. We are a full-service store with meat cutters, produce, and a full-service bakery and deli serving the best fried chicken in town. Come check us out, and thanks for shopping local at Garrett's Country Mart.
Euler Law Office in Troy is proud to support area schools and athletes. Joel Euler is your local attorney for all your legal needs. Contact Joel Euler at Euler Law Office for honest, dependable, and accountable general practice. 785-985-4000, Euler Law Office on Main Street in Troy.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At B Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. B Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, it was a tale of two halves, no doubt about it, and it turns out to be a Troy sweep tonight in two crucial Northeast Kansas League games. Girls game, it was all Troy. 27 points from Harper Wettstein. They won it 52-36, but boys final, Again, 73-64, Troy, again, they battled and had just a huge second half. Riverside jumped out and had a 13-0 run halfway through the first quarter, but Troy came back. It was a 19-17 Riverside lead after one. Kind of back and forth in that second quarter. Ultimately, Riverside led it 33-27 at the halftime break, but Troy came out, got down 9 early in the third quarter, but would ultimately outscore the Cyclones 23-7 in that third quarter. And then going into the fourth, Troy kept that run going with 10 consecutive points and got a 19-point lead early on in the fourth. But man, did Riverside try to make things interesting. They got it back to within 5 in the final minute, but some costly turnovers and some free throws down the stretch by Troy, and they are able to hold on and pull off a pretty big comeback tonight. But again, it's big time because Riverside, that was their first loss in Northeast Kansas League play. All they had to do was win tonight, win next week against Pleasant Ridge, and they would have been Northeast Kansas League champs. Well, things have gotten a little interesting tonight. Valley Falls sitting there at 8-1, who was in action tonight against Oskaloosa. Got to keep track of that. Riverside hoping for a Valley Falls loss, no doubt about it. But Troy, they moved to 6-2 in league play. And again, Troy came in struggling a bit. They were just 2-5 over their last 7 games, despite coming off a win on Tuesday night. But it was emphatic. This place was packed. It was energetic. A physical game, back and forth, game of runs. But in the end, the Troy boys win it 73-64. All right, let's get you the numbers here momentarily. Or how about right now? Let's do that. Again, Troy getting the win, going to 11-9 on the season, 6-2 in the league. They got 18 points and 12 rebounds. Just a normal night for Henry Geiger, although he fouled out in the final minute. Did not ultimately matter. 17 points for Colt Jensen off the bench. He was just so big in that second half. He had, 12 of his 17 in that second half first. And then Hunter Ingeman really led that charge in the 23-7 third quarter advantage. Hunter finished tonight 16 points, 4 made threes, but he had 11 points and 3 of those threes in that stretch in the third quarter. Also 11 tonight for Kasten Jasper, 5 for Lane Hartman, 3 apiece from Sawyer Ashburn and Colton Ludke. Some of the team numbers, 13 turnovers, 25 rebounds. Troy was 8 of 15 at the line, and again, the three ball was friendly. They knocked down 11 triples tonight, 7 of those 11, always open 24 hours in the second half. So again, big time loss. Riverside, they have their 5-game winning streak snapped. They are now 16-5 and suffer their first loss in league play, which really is going to make some things interesting next week as we got multiple teams still involved. Really, it's kind of a two-man race with Riverside and Valley Falls, but Troy, just 2 league losses, maybe a couple teams not mathematically eliminated, but it appears right now it's Riverside and Valley Falls, the top 2 teams going into next week. Riverside tonight, they were led by Keegan Hughes. He had 22 points. Boy, and he had a good chunk of that in the fourth quarter. Actually had 12 of his 22 in the fourth quarter. 10 points as well for Tysel Harrington, but man, it was tough. He picked up 3 early fouls in the first half. Actually, 2 in the first quarter, and then once he got back on the floor early in the second quarter, immediately picked up his third foul. So leading scorer for Riverside did not play much throughout that first half and was really battling that foul trouble here tonight, but Tysel finishing with 10 points and 5 rebounds. Outside of that, Kobe Kaler had 9 points. Beckham Griffin had a near double-double with 9 points and 8 rebounds. You also had 8 points from Mason Hayes. Gavin Schoenfelder, 6 points and 6 rebounds. Riverside, not quite like them. They're usually very good in the turnover department, but they had 17 turnovers tonight. They did out-rebound Troy 29-25. Riverside was 9-12 at the free throw line. And again, Troy, or I should say Riverside, beg your pardon, they knocked down 7 threes in the loss here tonight. Boy, there are certainly multiple options in regards to our player of the game. Should mention, though, as always, our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firm Sultan Tax Services, Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst, and Courtney Brockhoff. Big win tonight for the Troy boys. They had 4 players in double figures. I'm not going to go with the leading scorer. That was Henry Geiger with 18 and a double-double. I got to give it to Colt Jensen here tonight. Key contributor off the bench, Came into this game tonight averaging just 5.5 points per game, and he pours in 17 off the bench with three threes and leading the charge, multiple bodies leading the charge. Give Hunter Ingemann, he had a pretty big-time third quarter, but Cole Jensen, man, when you can get 17 at any point off the bench, you got to acknowledge it, and it was crucial to help Troy hold on for this big win here tonight. It was a game of ebbs and flows, but let's go Cole Jensen tonight. Jake and Boz put him on the course chart for the good players here tonight. It's already blanking on the game ball. There we go. Multiple bodies can go on the game ball here tonight in this game. As again, Keegan Hughes, 22 points in the loss for Riverside. 18 and 12 for Henry Geiger to lead Troy. Double-double there. Colt Jensen, 17 points. We do give Colt our player of the game nod here tonight on KNZA. Again, all 17 points off the bench. And our player of the game, as always, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Man, two fun games here tonight. Electric atmosphere. It was packed. Not many seats, if any, were available from the jump. It was a Troy sweep in two massive Northeast Kansas League games. It was a little bit easier of a win for the Troy girls, 52-36. And in the boys' contest again, once down 9 early in the third quarter, would build up a 19-point fourth-quarter lead. Riverside got it to within 5 in the final minutes, but Troy able to make some free throws to win it by 9, 73-64. So again, not knowing what the Valley Falls boys did here tonight as they were taking on a good team in Oskaloosa, you got to keep track of that because Valley Falls came into tonight 8-1 in league play. Riverside with the loss tonight dropped them to 8-1 in league play. So Riverside, two games next week to close out the regular season. Their final league game will be Tuesday at Pleasant Ridge, and then they'll play a game at Hiawatha next Friday to wrap things up in non-league play. Again, Troy, still only two league losses for Troy, but barring anything absolutely wild happening next week, appear to be out of it. And right now, Troy will try to build off the two wins this week, and they will close out the regular season. Troy will next week, Tuesday on the road at Oskaloosa. They still have two league games left, by the way. Tuesday at Oskaloosa, next Friday they will be at Horton. So a lot to dissect. We'll have a recap coming up here on the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show. Jake and Boz standing by. But a Troy sweep tonight here at home. One final time. Girls final 52-36. Boys final 73-64. For Megan, Jake and Boz, Brandon Tabman signing off tonight. Thanks for listening to high school basketball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.